Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I'm delighted to have live Irish music for you very shortly with my next guest. He is certainly one of the most talented, charismatical and I think actually most soulful performers of Irish trad music today. But his prowess goes beyond his own cultural roots, because if you actually listen to his music, the mix is really eclectic. You know, you kind of get tones of folk, blues, gospel, soul, rock even. It's all in there. And we're going to hear some of his amazing vocals today as well. And we've got not one, but two instruments that we're going to be treated to this morning, which is fantastic. Bursting onto the scenes back in the 1980s with his band the Hot House Flowers, he's captured the attention of audiences and critics and indeed lots of other musicians as well. But as a solo performer as well as a frontman as the Hot House Flowers, it's great to have with us in studio Liam O'Mahony. Good morning, Liam, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're sitting there very humbly now as you listen to my verbose interview.
Yes.
Do you ever kind of, when you're kind of listening back to your history, go, is that my history book?
I do, yeah. It's amazing when I look at some of the places I've been and the things I've done. I don't feel it's that long ago since we began. I feel like the same person. And it's something.
Well, there's been lots of interesting stuff going on for you. I know you're just back from Galicia and we're going to talk about that shortly. But first, we'd love to hear a song from you to kick off our interview today, Liam. What are you going to perform for us?
That'll I do.
I love it. Off the cuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just whatever mood takes you,
plans.
Basically.
Yeah. Good plans. Okay, here's a song called Ban Fodin. Quite a well-known song. I think it was taught... Oh, it was on radio back when I was young and taught in the schools, and it's a kind of a dance song. It talks about the jealousy of one woman for another woman, for another man's wife. Jealous of, yeah. So Ban Fodin is Pauline's wife and she wants to break her bones, basically. But it's been de-poisonified for the sake of public.
This is the PG version.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
Short
and sweet, though.
Short and
it's got my toes, yeah, short and bitter. Got my toes tapping this morning. If you just join me, I've got Liam O'Mahony with me in studio. So, Liam, tell us a little bit about what you've been up to. You are just back from Galicia, are you?
I am, yeah. Galicia.
Galicia, I must say it properly.
And Portugal. We were on a boat, myself, Danny Sheehy, Brown Donald Begleach, and Padraig O'Dineen. We were on a boat last year. And this boat had already achieved a voyage from Dublin to Galicia. And I was invited to they'd done it the year before. And Danny invited me to go on the same boat the next year. And they were going to try the Portuguese version of the Camino, basically. But by sea, on a Navogue, which is...
A traditional
curragh. It's a curragh. It's a canoe. It's our canoe. It's a frame boat that is covered in canvas and then painted in tar. It's black. It could be our national emblem if it wasn't for the harp. You know, it's right up there, and it's a beautiful boat. Anytime, and since I got involved in them, I've just have a feeling about them. You know, but Danny is the same, and Danny was was just this great man who was a man with a poetic nature who did everything. He'd build a house. He'd fisherman, philosopher, father, and a lover of life, a lover of the wild and people, a lover of the poetic. And Danny invited me. I met Danny when I was 15. He invited me onto the boat last year, and I went. My mother didn't want me to go. She had a very strong feeling about this, actually. And she wasn't well at the time, and she's since passed away. But I said, look, I'm only going to go for one day instead of 7 days. But that one day we went out, and we were to travel up the Minya, where there's a line on the water between, in the centre of the river, which separates Portugal from Spain. And that's where we were intending to go up, and we were to go to Tui. And we hit rough water, and a wave took the boat and capsized us, and we lost Danny. And so this weekend, this just gone, we went back to commemorate him. And it really couldn't have been a better commemoration of a man who loved life so much. And we sang, and we made friends, and a plaque was erected by the mayor in Tui, which was our destination. The maritime police took us out on their boat to the point where it happened.
That must have been
very healing, you know.
Yeah, cathartic, but also difficult.
Cathartic. It was like going through weather, you know. You knew you had to go through this emotional journey, but such a support. And Danny's wife Moira is an amazing woman who's kind of on one hand is surrendering to the helplessness of the situation. On the other hand, she's grasping it with her both hands and taking what it has to offer, you know, on a cultural, spiritual level. And incredible. And we'll be going there every year from now on.
Wow, really? It's just continue up that commemoration. And
yeah, and a beautiful spot with beautiful people. And I think the whole idea of these pilgrimage is to open up to other people and
connection.
To connect, you know, and that's very deep, I think, a very deep thing.
I'd imagine experiences like that, and when you're thinking of the connection made with people, it probably helps you in your creative side, and when you're trying to get those creative juices flowing, or even just bringing emotion into your performances.
That's it, you know. I mean, yeah, it's been a very rough year this last year, and but the amazing thing is that every time I perform, I just observe what comes out, and I go, that's going somewhere. That's definitely, I feel like I'm in the right place when I'm standing up there doing what I'm doing. It just feels like when I'm doing it, it just feels like that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's the now. But when you look back on the past, Liam, and you think about the Hothouse Flowers, I suppose some people might say you're kind of like the boy band of the 80s.
Yeah.
Do you see it like that?
Well, no. No, we were boys, and we were a band, and we struck a chord, and I suppose we suited the boy band model. I suppose it wasn't really a thing at that stage. But I mean, inside we were driven musicians, all of us really. Jerry was like intensely driven by his instrument. He never stopped practicing the drums. Leo was the highly trained saxophone player, studied in Bordeaux under a man called Lundex. The most beautiful tone you could ever imagine from the saxophone opened up a reality that the saxophone occupied that we never knew. And then there was Peter, who was an incredible bouzouki player, could play any stringed instrument and had taught himself the whole way, but watched loads of other people, was one of those hungry learners. Fichtner then, again, a whistle player, a guitar player, born into a family of Connemara ancestry. And myself, who, like, music was my salvation. I would disappear and play the piano and make sure I knew who I was or something. You know, it was my mirror to myself,
And still is?
Still is, yeah.
Still is today. If you just joined me, I've been chatting to Liam and Wayne Lane. Liam has lots of dates coming up. The Swords Summer Festival on the 21st of July. The FLA in Drogheda in the Crescent Theatre on the 17th of August. The Fela Classic on September 21st and 22nd in the Semple Stadium, Thurles. And the Olympia on the 2nd of December. So lots coming up for you, Liam.
We're also playing Gori, the Gori Festival.
Oh, yeah, it's the Harvest Festival.
It's the Harvest Festival, so...
I'll be there. I'll be at that one. August Bank Holiday. I think there's a good website. I think it's lovegory.ie. Well, yeah. Liam, it's been a pleasure to
Gory
have you
love.
In studio. Gory love. Either or, you'll find it. It's great to have you in studio with us this morning, Liam and Wayley. Will you play us out with another song?
I will.
What are you going to play?
Well, there's a love song that I learned recently. My father loved to sing, and I learned to sing from him. And... he died in 1993, a long time ago, but I found a book of his and I found the words of this song. I knew the melody for a long time, but I never learnt the tune. And so this is a gorgeous song called Jimmy Mavila's Thor, and Jimmy is the object of the song. Recently, Brown Dawn, actually, who was on the show a couple of weeks back, was saying that it might not have been Jimmy at all, but... Jimmy, he reckons it came from the north, and they pronounce it Jimmy or Mayo. They say Jimmy, and it became mutated. But it's still, I think, even the fact that it's Jimmy, I like the idea. It's a love song, so I'll sing it. Ni hukh sheo ale ga dur khshen kur na hel nu ara hi de re le fne vro de na khur agas kluado mele mele she Jimmy Mobile store. Bien mavar is maher eg beres eg brien liom hein. Ta em gubbe pshukke kipe krati mohel. Hogas tainiv. On the new the binest the balliness no ah washer wardling she Jimmy movile store. Oh, right, a kush kilagas kahadown on a hidele mahil. In a tina begane gishtuch lek yol nahanean. Fui von on a hrine hirene marasen. Unfair golor Eg tuart Tain evghan Dine ude She Jimmy Movile store.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.